Message number 1000. Next Christmas, the celebration of my birth will be replaced by a great ceremony. Wednesday, December 25th, 2013 at 5:10. My dearly beloved daughter, I am the Word made flesh. My body embraces the world today, but the world, while it may celebrate Christmas, is impervious to my plan of salvation. Christmas has become no longer a celebration of my birth, but a pagan substitute where every honor is handed over in the pursuit of falsities. How weak the faith of Christians has become! How they have forgotten all that I taught the world! How much they care about material comforts which will only turn to dust, and where they ignore completely the state of their souls! The times have fallen upon you where the faith of most Christians has become so weak that there is little discussion or reference made to my glorious divinity. My teachings no longer hold any real meaning in your lives, and many priests no longer love me as they should. No, my daughter, they do not truly know me at all. I will not rest until my voice is heard, until I awaken you to the call to renew your faith. Soon your faith in me will weaken even further. So busy will you become engrossed in political affairs relating to countries where war and poverty are rampant that you will forget me. I will be substituted in your faith by my enemies who pose as my servants and who will lead you further and further away from me. Next Christmas, the celebration of my birth will be replaced by a great ceremony which will applaud the work of those impostors who parade in my church wearing the garments which serve only to fool the faithful. On that day they will applaud the God of social justice, human rights, and the money they will say that they have raised for the world's hungry. But know this: all these things presented to the world in my holy name serve only one purpose. That is to take you away from the Word which is my flesh. My flesh is of my body. My body is my church. When those who say they are of my church do not venerate my holy word, but instead embrace and try to control the world's politics, then they can never say they are of me. The time has come for the division, the schism foretold, to take place, and it will be swift. You can only love one God, and the only way to my Father is through me, His only begotten Son. Separate yourself from me in pursuits of political campaigns which strive to promote human rights and social justice as a substitute for the Word, then you will deny me. My heart is heavy at this time. I give you this warning so that you do not fall into error and into the most cunning trap which will be placed before you by the disciples of my nemesis, the devil. Your Jesus.